Point of View with Phimelo Modine on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.
So the government's decision to extend alcohol sales for off-site consumption by only one extra day a week under level two of the lockdown went under the advice of scientists who opted for a full return of trading. Now, this is according to the SA Liquor Brand Owners Association, and they pointed this out on Tuesday. In fact, Lucky Ndima is a Liquor Traders Association a member who is on the line. He's a conveyor there who is on the line with us just to tell us what happened there. Lucky, thank you so much for your time. What happened? How is it that there is word of the Ministerial Advisory Committee not having gotten their way with this regulation advisory?
Good evening, Pinello, and good evening to Kai FM listeners at home. Look, we are not surprised anymore about government's decisions as it pertains to the alcohol industry and the treatment that we've been getting really from government. So for us to really get that information that, you know, government actually went against the advice of their own scientists that recommended that alcohol be allowed over the weekend, you know, it's really shocking. Mm. But for us, what is troubling is that we have made representations to government to say that when you do not allow alcohol to be sold over a seven-day period, you are allowing the illicit trade of alcohol to take hold over that period that you're not allowing alcohol to be sold. Just for example, during the looting, over 500 million rand worth of alcohol was stolen. And only last week, around 50 million worth of alcohol was found in Mpumalanga. This was illicit alcohol. So we are saying to government that when you allow the criminals to take over the alcohol industry, you're not doing anyone a favor. And banning alcohol for that 2 days from the retail's perspective doesn't help anyone, because alcohol, in any event, is still available over a seven-day period, albeit from illegal channels.
Is there any engagement? I mean, what I'm getting, and I've been hearing also this from the Restaurant Association as well, it's starting to feel a little hostile. Are you in communication with the Ministerial Advisory Committee?
No, we are not in communication with the Ministerial Advisory Committee. We are also not in communication with the minister who's responsible for the alcohol industry, mm-hmm. with Ibrahim Patel. Mm-hmm. Since the 26th of March 2020 till to date, the minister has gone underground. He does not want to talk to us. He doesn't return our messages. He blue ticks us. And he doesn't want to engage with the alcohol industry. And I think the president is known that, you know, he doesn't want to talk to the alcohol industry. He has never been interested to meet with us. So, but for us, we do not want to take hostile stance with our government. Mm-hmm. We'll keep on extending that olive branch to say to them, let us meet each other halfway. Because we do not see ourselves as business people in the first instance. But we see ourselves as citizens of this country, and our commitment is in working with government to finding long-lasting solution that is going to ensure that we fight the COVID-19 pandemic together. And in this breath, that's when we made a commitment as well on record to say we support the vaccination initiative taken by government to make sure that we are able to go through, you know, these bans that our industry had to endure for almost 24 weeks. They are not a solution, but we feel that, you know, vaccination is the shortest scientific way we have for dealing with the pandemic.
Okay, so I mean, I hear you when you say you don't want to have a hostile conversation. You're saying that the minister is blue-ticking you. Was there a plausible reason for keeping things the way they are with just one day extension? Just even if it was by email, for instance, or a memo. Is there any plausible reason that you were given?
Since we've been on lockdowns or bans, we've now endured 4 bans. In none of the bans that we had to endure have ever had any communication from government. We actually get to hear the announcement the same time as the general public that we are going to be banned. So that extension that government has introduced, that extra day on a Friday, we were not consulted, as always. And we believe that, you know, it's actually a decision that doesn't make sense. It has no basis in science or even in base common sense.
So going forward, I mean, how do you hope to then come out of this?
Our patience is enough for us to give government another chance for them to consult with us so that we can find solutions that work for everyone. I mean, since lockdown, the alcohol industry, most especially the tavern sector, has yet to receive a single support from government. We have not even seen a cent from government. A raft of economic packages have been introduced to assist assist small business owners.
Mm.
But tablets have always been excluded. Mm. And the president has social distancing himself from the truth when he makes his announcements to say that he's supporting everyone. Alcohol industry has never received any support from government whatsoever, more especially the taverns. And these are small black-owned businesses in our townships. So we continue to suffer on our own without any support by government whatsoever. We're starting to feel that maybe we are not seen as being part of the economic society of the country because we are always excluded in everything that government decides about us without us.
So we're obviously looking forward to another announcement soon. Are you going to try and get some sort of communication before that announcement comes through of another adjusted level, perhaps, maybe level one?
Now, we feel that, you know, the announcement by the president is going to review the numbers and really introduce maybe a much lighter restriction. It's just politicking. Just wanting to gain political favor. Just wanted to be Father Christmas so that he can be seen to be doing something. There was no reason for him to even get us to level two. The numbers spoke for themselves that we actually were due to be in level one. So there's really nothing to be excited about his next speech.
So are you expecting some movement? That's what I'm asking.
There's definitely going to be some movement with the numbers pointing to that direction. He just didn't want to make that announcement on Sunday because he wants to carry favor with the public that is doing something great so it can work for in his favor for the election. We feel that it's nothing special for him to announce.
Lakin Dimani, that's quite harsh. Thank you so much for your time. Lakin Dimani, National Liquors Traders Association conveyor. Listen, I mean, it sounds harsh, but you can understand the frustration. They're saying 24 months of being completely shunned is not really doing very well for businesses. It's not doing well for the sector and so on. And then they feel, as he says, being blue-ticked by the minister. We'll obviously keep an eye on that story.
Point of View with Phimelo Mudine on Kaya 959 on the street, on the air.